Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Patriots sitting on the cusp of the red zone. Pierre Strong into the backfield along with Stevenson. They fake the handoff to Stevenson. Going down the left sideline. Intercepted! Tre'Davious White! Hey, Murph! It's a trade day!
Tre'Davious White back with the Buffalo Bills. Doing the numbers on the deal, but who cares? The vibes are good, right? Good to have Tre'Davious White
vibes
back.
Are good.
Who do we want back next? Who would be the next best vibes-based signing? Micah Hyde.
They already did that.
They did that. That's right. Sorry. Kinda.
I asked Sal in our chat after our segment about all the players that have come back. Who's the next guy to come back? And the first name he said was Gabe Davis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the vibes are equal with Gabe Davis to Trey White. His last moment on the Bills field was him literally like getting into a shouting match with Bills fans. I don't know. Like, I don't think there's bad blood or anything. But Gabe Davis, Devin Singletary coming back.
Who's the best?
Who's beloved that's out there still? Sal also said Harrison Phillips.
Who is... I mean, Trey White is as good as it gets.
Tyrod! Come on!
Your guy.
They've had so many opportunities to bring... Tyrod's been getting starting jobs, too, kind of, so...
All right, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. We've got Paul Hamilton, 8:30. We'll wrap the Saber season and end of season pressure tomorrow. All right, may I have the floor for a moment? Oh, it would take that long.
Oh, wait, one more really quick. I have one more good vibes one. Jerry Hughes.
Okay.
And he was in Houston last year, so he still plays. Yeah. Jerry Hughes.
So I'm listening to One Bills Live yesterday. Chris Trapasso, Maddie Glab, they had a bunch of calls in. Good conversation about the draft. And somebody called in to talk about trades and, you know, going after star players or whatever. It was about trading up and the value of picks. And the Rams came up, the Los Angeles Rams, because famously, maybe you do or don't know, you know, you do know they won the Super Bowl. What you maybe don't know in that mixed in there is that they had no first-round picks for a lengthy period of time. They drafted Jared Goff with the first round, and then they did not have another first-round pick for a long time.
I think it was 8 years.
In part because they went and they hunted down another quarterback. They spent two firsts to get Stafford instead of Goff, which was a very modest upgrade. It was really about the very edges. Like, man, our coach is good. We know what we're doing. We need someone else pulling the trigger here. And they rode it to a Super Bowl. You know, they made trades for Von Miller and Jalen Ramsey.
Beckham. Stafford.
You know, Stafford was two firsts.
Right.
So anyway, I was thinking about that for a minute. All right, hold on a second. You mean to tell me that in the NFL, a team went 8 years without a first-round pick, roughly 8 years, and they won the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
And as they were having this conversation, Chris says, accurately, you know, the Rams are really the only team to have ever done that. And I just was listening and thinking, you know, that's a funny thing. Here's one team that spent everything they could to go to win it, and they won it.
Mm-hmm.
And most people look at it and say, like, well, you don't want to do that.
Right.
To which I would say, why not? Why not be the next team to not pick in the first round for 8 years? Why not? The Rams did it in part to get a quarterback. What if a team that had a quarterback who was the best decided, yeah, you know what? There's been one example of a team spending all those picks, never picking in the first round. And also, by the way, two of those years, Joe, they didn't have a second round pick.
Right.
What did they have?
They had a lot of other picks.
They had,
I think they averaged, I did this last week when we were comparing them to Miami, that they averaged like nine picks per draft.
Yes.
In the period they didn't have a first.
So the Rams and the Niners, by the way, might about to be doing this too. There's a couple teams, Jacksonville too, that are starting to, we've seen a shift. Jacksonville got a new GM. I brought this up a couple weeks ago after reading an article about this new kind of idea of, It kind of subscribes to both. I can be the trade-away picks team and also the bank-a-lot-of-picks team. Because as long as people in the draft have such high value on firsts, then I can trade my firsts. Why don't I use that first? Why don't I use next year's first for the Bills to go get whatever. You want to say established player or move up in the draft. Those are two different ideas. But it just kind of struck me in the moment as funny that, oh, yeah, there was one team that, you know, they traded everything in the first and second round for about 7 years. Oh, really? How did they do? They won the Super Bowl. Oh, and has anybody else decided we should try that too? No. No, nobody else has decided that seems like a good idea. But why not? Why aren't the Bills, why aren't the Ravens, the Chiefs to a degree? I mean, the Chiefs went through their transition and whatever. How come nobody else thinks that's a bold idea? We get to the NHL. Same kind of thing. The Penguins, go check how many times they picked in the first round. They had like a decade they did. Because in the NHL, it's very common to have been, hey, we're good. We don't need picks. We're going to go win this thing. And I know there's more turnover in the NFL and all that, but I'm antsy for the Bills to not slow play anything and to really drive this thing like a Ferrari. Like, let's go. Maybe this isn't the year to do it. Maybe next year's draft. Maybe last year's draft. I want them to be pursuing Hendrickson. Want them to be pursuing DK Metcalf, Myles Garrett. I want them in all those calls. Because first round pick, okay. How much have they gotten out of their first round picks that aren't named Josh Allen?
Stephon Diggs.
And the next best is Rousseau.
Trey White, for sure.
Pre-Josh Allen.
Easily Trey White.
But since Josh Allen's been selected.
Rousseau and Oliver, who are like pretty good players, right?
Yep.
Pretty good players.
I mean, Oliver's a top 10 pick.
Yeah. And still.
And he's okay.
But still
pretty
only pretty good for the most part. So, like, what would the natural counterpoint be to that? It would be about the cap, wouldn't it?
Yeah, about, you can't make five Diggs trades.
Right, or that there's a time where you have to pay for that, which is, well, I guess you could say that's what the Rams have done for the last 2 years, is paid for it, but they've basically been able to survive it other than last year, or the 2023, which is really just Stafford got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Stafford got hurt the year that they went all the way down to five wins.
Is that the first year that Whitworth retired, too?
Yeah, that might be right, too.
Like, they lost
But they haven't been a Super Bowl contender.
That might not be the first.
They've been a playoff good team for a couple of years since they won the Super Bowl, but they haven't been like top of the league every single year. So I think that would be the counter. The other one would be that this isn't relevant to the Bills because we talked about this earlier in the week. There are differences, but Miami kind of did do this.
Yes.
Miami did do this. I don't think they have the talent level at quarterback to get the fruits of what they did like the Rams did. And if you want the Bills to do it, it is very different because the Bills, I think, you're going to get more out of those star players because you have Josh Allen. And then on the other side, when you are paying for them no longer being there, Allen is going to keep you above water a lot better than the Dolphins would with Tua.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Like, that's where I'm kind of starting to – I'm ready to wage my war against never trade up. Trading up is not – not all trades up are created equal. To me, it's kind of like a point I like to make where if, you know, the asking price for T.J. Watt is a second-round pick. Well, the first pick of the second and the last pick of the second are very different. Well, the asking price for Myles Garrett is two firsts. Okay, well, what, two number three picks overall or two 30th picks overall? Those prices are very different. And trading up, don't trade up if your quarterback is, all due respect, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and you're trading up for a running back to try and ground and pound your way to 11-6.
Mm-hmm.
Do trade up if you are in the AFC Championship game on the final play looking for a guy to get open. The Bills should be operating, I think, much more aggressively. And maybe Bean will be like that. He has been before. And just not the right swing has happened yet. But
yeah,
I was also reminded, you know, the whole you're never one player away thing. I don't want to hear that ever again. Why would anybody say that?
Yeah. I don't know that the Rams are your champion for this, though. I'm looking – like they half are. They half are because some of these firsts they spent were on – in seconds were on – like good players. They just come in and play immediately. I'm looking at their trade history since 2019. There are a lot of trade downs in here. And this is how they're acquiring so many picks without trading away their own guys.
But that's part
only
of the point.
One time they traded out of the first round. 2019, they traded down from 31 to 45 and picked up a third.
Right.
Otherwise, all the other firsts were from, you know, star players. But they traded down in the second to grab a third once. They traded down in the second to grab a fifth with the Chiefs. They traded down in the third.
That's part of the point how they are the
champion. But they're not doing it really in the first round
That's how they are your champion. The idea is they're the bleep them picks team, and they amass picks.
Yeah.
So you can actually do both.
You can do both.
Everyone treats it like if you get rid of your firsts, what will you do? And the answer is get a million other picks. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
So,
well, the other difference of that is by trading away, you know, what do they trade for? They trade multiple things for Jalen Ramsey, right? They trade multiple things for Beckham, multiple things for Von Miller.
Two seconds for Miller, I think, is what it was.
Yeah, I think
so.
For
a rental.
But all of these are multiple picks. All these are multiple assets. What you are then doing, which is different from what the Bills have right now, because the Bills, by drafting and developing, which is fine and good, one consequence of that is you don't have as many jobs available. When the Rams spend three assets on one guy, well, now your six-round picks, your fifth-round picks that you grabbed in these trade downs, well, they have three more jobs to fight for.
Mm-hmm.
They have two more jobs to fight for than you would in Buffalo when I don't have that job available because they've got a first, they've got a second, they've got a third, and they were all pretty good, and they all locked them up, and they stayed. So,
and
it almost works to do both.
Right.
It's weird that they are the only one that's done both of those things together. Because that, as we pointed out earlier in the week, is very different from what Miami did. Miami did not have picks. They spent those firsts, they spent those seconds to go get star players, and then they had nothing. It was like a third, well, a fifth, and a seventh, and that was it. That's like their draft.
That's part of my point. Trading up is not created equal. A team with Josh Allen trading up for insert player here is not the same as a team with Tua trading up for insert player here. And
right.
We shouldn't treat them as though they're the same. The Bills have – Josh Allen gives them advantages in every single department. He helps them get free agents. He helps them get players to come here. He helps them overcome their flaws offensively and defensively. He helps them that they don't have to go chase quarterback.
Yeah.
He makes everything better. If they build a great team, they're great. If they build a not great team, they're great. And rather than just kind of leaning on Allen all the time, I guess what I'm getting at is, you know, you can not be afraid of going after, you know, whatever it takes. So if they trade up, I don't think it's the same as if the Saints are a great example. The Saints are a team that trades up all the time and they're dumb. Well, there's their quarterback. It's Derek Carr. Congratulations. That's a bad idea. You probably shouldn't do that. Who else shouldn't trade up? The Steelers should not trade up. Who should? Bills, Ravens, Chiefs, Commanders, Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Teams at the doorstep should, of course, do something to try and get over the finish line that a team that's in the middle of mediocrity should not do.
Yeah.
Noah in Maine. Sorry. So there you go. Noah in Maine. Hey, Noah.
Hey, guys. Love this conversation. I guess just to spend time on my call here, just boosting receiver propaganda, which I think we need more of. Jeremy, your point about moving up in the trade, I mean, or in the draft, I absolutely agree with. I mean, last year, hindsight's 2020, but I was pounding on the drum to get Brian Thomas. And, you know, if it costed a first and a third, like, would we have missed those picks at all? I mean, I don't think so. Again, hindsight 2020, but look, they have to be more aggressive. And if you look at what the Eagles did, I mean, they took Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson in the first round, and that, you know, are they gun shy? I don't think anyone would call the Eagles gun shy after a move like that. You know, they remained aggressive. They remained sort of on that front foot. And I guess what I'm getting to is what a lot of Bills fans, I think, share the sentiment is, you know, it feels like they've almost overthought the receiver room these last few years. And I don't know, guys, is it high-level football analysis to say, hey, we have a great quarterback, can we get him great receivers? And, you know, if that means being aggressive and moving up in the draft or double-dipping, which I thought they should have done last year instead of just taking Keon, you know, I don't know exactly what that answer is. But, yes, being aggressive and just continuing to pound on that door and just attacking. I hope they learn in this second phase of the Josh Allen Bills that you gotta attack this room. You gotta attack the position. Thanks, guys. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Noah. There's an article yesterday at Sports Illustrated from Connor Orr about Moneyball and the lessons learned from Moneyball era and analytics in sports.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a really good kind of track on it, which was, you know, we all kind of came to understand analytics and Moneyball and do things for cheap, right? Hey, running backs, don't pay running backs. Do this, don't do mm-hmm. that. Don't pay this position. Walks are important in baseball. Shot share in hockey, you know.
Three-pointers in the NBA.
Sure, we all came to learn that there were a lot of different things that you could streamline your game and get better. But the thing he pointed out there was what was lost in that was you're trying to find a way to find a market inefficiency, which means once everybody is on that, everybody has decided, oh, yes, don't pay running backs. The Eagles and the Ravens and the Packers, like this reinvention of the running back position, what was it really?
Hmm.
It was then the Eagles saying, hey, guess what? Nobody pays running backs anymore. Let's build a power offense and get the best running back because he's going to be cheaper than he ever was. He's going to be cheaper than he should be because the entire market kind of overcorrected. So once everybody from an analytical standpoint lines up behind the same in the same line, then it becomes, all right, well, this is no longer an advantage. Everybody lives here. Where's the advantage? The advantage is in getting Barkley and adding him to a complete offense and taking that to new heights. And to me, that kind of drove home what I've been feeling about the Bills forever and why I've been, you know, personally on the receiver train for years and years and years and years. I'm not saying they shouldn't draft seven defensive players in this draft, but I don't think they should stop anywhere short of literally breaking the game offensively. You have a guy where you could break football offensively in the right format, in the right structure, if you could ever find your way to Jamar Chase is on one side, and then the rest of it's just, I know it sounds kind of silly, Operation Never Punt, but really, how far could you go? Is the market efficiency in finding a balanced running attack? Maybe. Maybe that's where they feel like they can make their money, and they had a really good, efficient offense. But I thought it was such a good point from Connor about what it really is about is getting ahead of everybody else on something. What's coming that people haven't seen yet? Because the teams that are there first are going to be the teams that win. How the Eagles won their first Super Bowl. That's the dawn of the RPO era.
Yeah.
They get to that quickly, and they ride it to all the way. That's where the Eagles have been smart. And getting out in front of something, you know, how do you apply that to this year's draft? I don't know. I'm speaking in just some generalities about do something.
It's making me think about the 0506 Sabres, honestly.
Ahead of everybody.
They were ahead, right? Power plays and speed and skill out of the lockout, and they were just 10 times faster than the Flyers.
I mean, there's a point here about the Dolphins when they ran the Wildcat. What happened? Teams were not ready to defend it. They ran it for a year. They won the division. What happened? Everybody ran a little bit of it. Everybody's ready to defend it. It's gone.
Yeah.
So what can you do as the Bills?
Mm-hmm.
I think the answer to that is, You know, you could build yourself a nice defense. Everybody's seen a good defense before. Is that a huge market inefficiency to have a very good defense? It helps.
Yeah.
But a lot of teams are going to try that. What's the one thing you have nobody else does? Your quarterback. Do everything you can for him.
Yeah.
Lean into that. 803-0550. Daryl in Grand Island, quickly before the break. Hey, Daryl, good morning.
Hey, thanks. Real quick, guys. Good morning. There's so many things I want to say, but like Josh Allen, who would have ever thought that draft pick was going to turn out to be, I'd say, like a diamond in the rough pick? But I think the Bills are better off getting, like, Trey White's coming back. I'd rather save the money and get free agents than going out and spending millions on draft picks. You don't even know that they're going to turn out.
Thanks, Daryl. Hey, did you see that Cam Ward is also a zero-star recruit?
Was he?
Yeah.
I mean, I knew he played...
Josh Allen, zero-star recruit.
He played at a small school before Miami.
Add Cam Ward to team zero-star.
Yeah. Where did he play before? He played only 1 year at Miami. That was it. Like, he was not a four-year starter at Miami. He played a bunch of games. He came from a smaller... Washington State. And then before Washington State, he was somewhere also. Incarnate Word. That was it.
Oh, Incarnate Word, yeah.
Incarnate Word.
Zero-star recruit coming out of high school.
Yeah.
One scholarship offer from the University of Incarnate Word. An FCS school.
Yeah, that happens.
Josh Allen, Cam Ward's coming for your underdog crown.
I doubt he'll get...
Well, I don't think he'll get to Allen's crazy heights. No, that'd be quite an accomplishment.
Yeah.
803-0550. We'll get to more of your phone calls here. 1-888-550-2550. Paul Hamilton as well. Wrapping up the Sabre season. We're inside of a week to the draft. Having a good time. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple, and I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's Paul Hamilton.
Sabre season comes to an end with a win over the Philadelphia Flyers, and we'll talk about how things wrapped up and get back to your phone calls in a moment. Jeremy and Joe, as the Sabre season ends with a win, Paul. So they closed their home schedule. If you went to games late in the year, you got your money's worth. They won an awful lot of games at KeyBank Center down the stretch.
Yeah, they finally made it a place that was difficult to play in, and that they actually had a home, quote, home field advantage, as you'd like to say. So they played better at home, and now they got to figure out the road schedule and, how to at least get yourself to 500 or better on the road. You do that and continue to play like you played at home for a lot of this year. I think you got a shot at the playoffs.
Paul Hamilton with us. Paul, from last night's game, the team look energized to you to get a win at the end of it?
Yeah, as Lindy Ruff said, it was one of those games where there wasn't any hitting. It's just kind of like the teams were, let's get it out of here. There were a lot of chances. Like Peyton Krebs had 4 breakaways.
Yeah.
He scored on one of them. Both teams were kind of trading chances, and it wasn't, huge intensity. I mean, Buffalo really got out quickly. It looked like Philadelphia was ready to just head for the bus, and that was the end of that. And all of a sudden, it turned, and it was Buffalo. Actually, Buffalo had a power play where it didn't look good at all, and all of a sudden, Philadelphia got some great opportunities shorthanded, and all of a sudden, the Flyers took the game over. And now they started scoring goals. They had a lot of the chances. Buffalo wasn't getting any chances at all. And it looked like, for a while, it looked like the Sabres were going to blow the game. But the Flyers got to within a goal, and then the Sabres finally straightened it out a little bit. They scored, and Jack Quinn got called for goaltender interference, so that didn't count. Yeah. And finally, they got the empty netter to put it away.
Yeah, always good to have reviews and meet like the end of seasons when the games.
You have to be reminded before the season's over that about the reviews and how much you enjoy them.
Yeah, Quinn Paul, they flashed his numbers on the screen. His stats against the Flyers. His season comes to an end, and I don't know. Is he definitely back? He's an RFA, right? So there's something to be decided there, and his season was what? Half of it was a lost season, and then it kind of showed glimmers of what he used to be. What should Sabres fans expect from Jack Quinn going forward?
I think that's, you described it perfectly. I think he would get a qualifying offer, and that would be that. I would basically sign him to his qualifying offer. I wouldn't be looking to sign him for a 4-year deal or a 5-year deal or an 8-year deal or anything like that. I would need to see more of what we saw more towards the end of the year than we saw during the year, and see what kind of offseason he put together. But, Paterka, yes, I'd be looking for the long term. Of course, Bo Byram, I'm not convinced he wants to stay here. I don't know if he knows what he wants to do, but I would look for him. I'd be looking to, get Alex Tuch figured out. But as far as Jack Quinn goes, I would offer him his qualifying offer and basically give him a take it or leave it.
Yeah, I was actually just going to bring up Byron Paul because I've heard you mention how you've asked him before about staying around long term and, maybe being part of the core, and that he's never really given that strong indication that he wants to, not that he said, I want to leave. And I was listening that when you did your pregame interview with him the other day, and I thought the exact same thing when you asked him that question, he just never makes me feel like he wants to be here on a long-term deal. So you feel the same way? And then also on his game, because you had mentioned there were times early in the year where you thought he was their best defenseman on certain nights. He gets split from Dahlin, and I don't know, how'd you feel like the season ended for him after he was playing with a different partner?
You know, he still was good, but that's always his best when he was with Dahlin. I still would like to see him sign a long-term deal. I still, you know, like him as a defenseman. One thing I thought he got a lot better at this year was blocking shots. I mean, he became an excellent shot blocker as the season went on. But, you know, I felt the same way you did, that, you know, he always just avoids the question. And it's like, well, you know, I have a decision to make. And,
he called it a big summer. Which is a little weird for an RFA that actually, I think I read, he has 2 years until he can get the UFA status. I don't know. But either way, calling it a big summer is a little interesting.
Yeah, and it'd be a situation like, you know, Sam Reinhart. Sam Reinhart had decided, hey, you know, this organization has never offered me a long-term deal. And, you know, I've done everything they've asked me to do on the ice, and he's right. I totally understand why he would feel that, you know what, if they don't appreciate me, I don't want to be here. So he just said, look, I owe you one more year. I'll play it. You know, I'll sign for the one more year before I become, and then that's it. I'm leaving. So he at least gave them the option. And, you know, Byram could do the same thing, say, you know, I'll sign a 2-year contract or whatever it is until I get to unrestricted free agency, but I'm not interested in anything more than that. And that would give the Sabres a year or two to find him a new home and get a decent trade value back in return.
James Reimer finishes out the season in net, Paul. His future is to be determined. The Sabres, they keep finding themselves in this spot where an aging goaltender has a reasonably good season, and then the choice is retirement or Buffalo, right? Like Craig Anderson was this. Like, is he going to come back? And now with Reimer, he's going to discuss it with his family and decide what he wants to do.
Right. I mean, he'll be 38 years old next year. And so he doesn't know what he'd like to do. I don't know, standing there looking him in the eye and talking to him, I kind of got the impression that maybe he's done. Maybe he's going to retire. That's just an impression I got. He didn't say that, but just the way he was talking and everything, it's like, you know, it's been a long, great career, and, you know, he enjoyed playing here, but it just sounded like, you know, he's going to sit down with his family. And you know how, you know, guys get it. It's like my family has basically sacrificed so I can have a hockey career, and now it's time for me maybe to sit down and reverse my priorities. And so I don't know. I just got the impression that he might be leaning towards retirement, but could be talked out of it maybe.
Yeah. What about the kids, Paul, that played a little bit at the end that were called up? Oslund and Roseanne was kind of back and forth and never really flashed, I thought, when he was up here. Either one of those guys make you think about their long-term futures, and then even, I don't think either are much, well, I don't know, you tell me, about their candidacy for making the team next year.
Yeah, I just never really got hugely impressed with Roseanne, and he kept coming up and down and up and down and up and down. The last time he was here, I thought might have been his best, where he had a game where you thought, okay, yeah, and it looks like maybe he's starting to get it a little bit. Oslund, I really liked him a lot. Not enough that I want to say, you know what, he needs to be here next year. I still think he needs to be in Rochester. I'd stop making the mistake as an organization of rushing these guys up here like they have a lot of them. And, you know, I think that's part of the reason they're still in this spot, because really good players, young players got rushed up here, and some of them had a good year and then regressed. And so I think he could make the team next year, maybe, and be okay. I would rather see him continue in Rochester. I would rather see them fill some roster spots with some veterans. Well, they don't need to be filling them right now with more youngsters. I think part of the reason is that they're where they are is because they had too many youngsters. So, you know, any roster spots you have for next year, I think, need to be filled by some veteran hockey players.
Paul Hamilton. Paul, the plan is for locker cleanout, and we expect to hear from Lindy and Kevin Adams tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to have some extended programming, usually on Saturday. As you know, we're done at 2 o'clock. We're going to go keep going. Derek Kramer and Joe Colley will go for a little while. Then Brian Kozio will come in. And basically, you know, they're going to do a show from 2 until they speak.
Okay.
And you don't know really when. They're hoping to be around 4:30, but you don't know how long players are going to talk to Lindy Ruff or how long they're going to talk to Kevin Adams. I mean, you know, Rasmus Dahlin may sit down. He could talk 15 minutes with each guy. He could talk an hour with each guy, you know, in which case the schedule gets all thrown off. So, you know, you will hear both men on WGR Sports Radio 550 live when they do speak. They're hoping to be around 4:30, but you just don't know. It could be earlier. It could be later. And in the meantime, you'll hear all those folks continue on with Sports Talk Saturday until it happens.
All right. You guys will be going indefinitely. So, you know, hopefully it doesn't go like 9 p.m. because it'd be, it's a lot of you know,
sports thunder.
Chat on a Saturday.
And for folks, this being Good Friday, it's going to be our local programming throughout the day. And you will hear, you know, as we talk to Rasmus Dahlin or Alex Tucker, Tage Thompson, you know, I'll be getting those interviews back to the station, and the guys will be playing those both today and tomorrow. So you'll be able to hear what the players are saying as we go along for the next 2 days.
See if they've got fish fry recommendations, Paul, while you're at it, you know, being Good Friday.
It's the only thing I'm going to ask is about fish fries. Where are you guys going for your fish fry when you're done here? Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Eye on the Blue and Gold. All day tomorrow, Eye on the Blue and Gold to get those end-of-season pressers started. That's brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Great Lakes Building Systems. Our business is protecting your business. We have a lot of people want to chime in on the bill, so stick with us. We'll get right to the break, right back to your calls, and we're open the rest of the way. Have a few callers on hold with some good questions, good topics to bring up. Stick with us if you can. Jeremy and Joe, right back to your calls on this sunny Friday on WGR.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Caller 5 right now to win a pair of tickets to the Ultimate Draft Night Party that we are hosting next Thursday, April 24th at 7 p.m. at Resurgence Brewing. Tickets include preferred seating at the party, include pizza, all you can drink beer, well drinks as well. You must be 21 or over to win.
Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Got some calls to catch up on. Bulldog has just tweeted a picture. He's golfing, and I feel personally attacked. That's all. I just feel attacked.
Because you want to be out there.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, you could in like a couple of hours.
I got a lot to do today, and it's the first time ever I actually have a
lot. That's not Bulldog's fault.
No, that's right. It's the first time I actually have a lot of things to do on a Friday, and it's 70 out, so sensitive subject. Please keep me in your thoughts. Rob in Connecticut. Hey, Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, Joe. It's been a little bit of time. Evan even got a little nervous. He's like, I haven't heard from you in a while. Is everything all right? I said, of course it is. I listen to you guys every day. I don't have much to say because you say it all. But, you know, I've been listening to you guys this morning. And first off, welcome back to Tre'Davious White. I'm very happy about that. Hopefully he does well and gets through the season and helps us get to the big one. The other thing you were talking about, Josh Allen, you know, and I thought about it and I said, you know what? For the Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen is our palm tree. He definitely brings the players to Buffalo. There's players out there that wish they could come to Buffalo because of Josh Allen. And, you know, as far as the draft coming up, I think we should go bold. You know, I want that wide receiver. I really do. I would really like to see us get a hold of another wide receiver, but most importantly, you know, we still want the D line. But other than that, I mean, I'm happy with what's going on right now. I'm looking forward tomorrow, the Stanley Cup playoffs, and I think this is going to be the year that there's a possibility that a Canadian team is going to win the Stanley Cup. I'm kind of pulling for Winnipeg this year, so. Mm-hmm. Good luck to us next year as far as the Sabres. See what we can do.
Thanks, but, Rob.
Like Winnipeg.
On Winnipeg. Let me give you my stat of the day on the Winnipeg Jets. And also say, doesn't the prophecy say that Jeff Skinner should win the Stanley Cup with Edmonton?
Yes.
He's making his playoff debut.
Absolutely.
The stat of the day on Winnipeg, I don't know if you guys had this when I was off yesterday, about Connor Hellebuyck and what he just did.
No.
Okay.
I don't think.
I'm going to bring in Owen Parker here as a goalie. He wins the Jennings Trophy. Alone.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. I think I saw this. Is he the first one to ever do that?
I think so.
Yeah.
The Jennings Trophy goes to the team that gives up the fewest goals.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to win it, you have to play 25 games. And nobody else did for Winnipeg.
Oh, right.
So when
Eric Comrie was the backup. And he didn't play that many.
Right. Yeah. When in Boston, when it was like
Swayman and Allmark.
Yes.
Yeah.
He wins the Jennings by himself, basically, 2 years in a row. So there's your stat of the day that he is he's done that. Pretty impressive. That's the stat of the day. Brought to you by Empire Electric, your local neighborhood electrician, residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com.
Yeah, very quickly, I do feel like this is a very good chance that Canada could win it this year, but... I guess it's the volume. I don't think Ottawa and Montreal have it in them. Toronto has it in them. It's just the playoff stuff with them. And then I think it's Edmonton still.
Edmonton?
I think it's still Edmonton.
I'm worried about their injuries.
Edmonton?
I know.
Oh, and you have a thought on Hellebuyck and the Jets?
Absolutely. He's been incredible. I was doing some research for an article that I've got coming out that he's the only goalie in the last 5 years to be in the top five in save percentage more than twice. He's the only guy in the league. He's just a monster. He plays like 65 games a year. He's unbelievable. I think he should win the Hart, frankly. He's just a stud.
Yeah.
Can't do better than that. And I think they'll probably go on a deep cup run this year with him. That team is just deep and good, and he's a superstar.
So you're posting something at WGR about goalies?
Yep. I got a little thing about not a little thing. It's a pretty long thing about the Sabres goaltending, sort of what happened, what's going to happen, what they should do, could do, that kind of thing. Should be up today at some point for everybody. Check it out. Keep an eye out on the WGR site for it.
We'll look for that. I'm excited to talk goalie with Owen and you all summer because – We had a good conversation about that yesterday.
Yeah, it's going to be
what
fun.
Are they going to be in goal?
It's going to be really.
And if Levi goes on a tear in the AHL playoffs, it's going to make me, I don't know, more confused.
I don't know how much more hype I can get about that kid right now. Looks great.
About Levi, yeah. 803-0550. When we return, calls on Trey White moving up in the draft. Stick with us. Right back to you. Wide open segment to take your calls and start to break down what we think the Bills could do, should do come Thursday, Friday, Saturday of next week. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.